Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5-minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Here's a great story for you this morning. It's one that I heard before, but not quite in this manner with these details. This is a story about Larry Walters. It is a true story, even if you find it really difficult to believe. See, Larry was a truck driver, but he'd always wanted to fly. When he graduated from high school, he joined the Air Force in hopes of becoming a pilot. Unfortunately, he had poor eyesight, and so that disqualified him. So when he finally left the service, he purchased a house near an airfield, and he was able to watch fighter jets pass by overhead. As he sat there in his lawn chair, he dreamed about the absolute magic there is in flying. Then one day, Larry had an idea. He went down to the local Army-Navy surplus store and bought a tank of helium and 45 weather balloons. These were not your brightly colored party balloons. These were the heavy-duty spheres measuring more than 4 feet across when they were fully inflated. Back in his yard, Larry used straps to attach the balloons to his lawn chair, the kind of chair you might have in your own backyard. And he attached the chair to the bumper of his Jeep and inflated the balloons with helium. Then he packed some sandwiches and drinks and loaded a BB gun, figuring he could pop a few of the balloons when it was time to return to Earth. His preparations were complete. Larry sat in his chair and cut the anchoring cord. His plan was to float lazily up into the air, but things didn't quite work out that way. You see, when Larry cut the cord, he shot up as if he was fired from a cannon, and nor did he go up just a couple hundred feet. He climbed and climbed and climbed until he finally leveled off at 11,000 feet. At that height, he could hardly risk deflating any of the balloons, lest he unbalance the load and really experience flying. So he stayed up there, sailing around for 14 hours, totally at a loss at how to get down. Eventually, Larry drifted into the approach corridor for Los Angeles International Airport. A Pan Am pilot radioed the tower about passing a guy in a lawn chair at 11,000 feet with a gun in his lap. Can you imagine what the control tower thought with that? The LA airport is right on the ocean, and you may know that at night, the winds on the coast begin to change. So as dusk fell, Larry began drifting out to sea. At that point, the Navy dispatched a helicopter to rescue him, but the rescue team had a hard time getting to him because the draft from their propeller kept pushing his homemade contraption further and further away. Eventually, they were able to hover over him and drop a rescue line with which they gradually hauled him back to Earth. As soon as Larry hit the ground, he was arrested. But as he was being led away in handcuffs, a television reporter called out, "Mr. Walters, why did you do it?" Larry stopped, looked at the man, and then said very nonchalantly, "A man can't just sit around, you know." Have you ever noticed how boredom can lead to people doing some rather interesting and sometimes dumb things? Boredom does that to us. People get bored when there's nothing for them to do, or they've lost their understanding and their purpose of life. And that's never been God's plan for anybody, no matter how old we are. God never says, "Okay, you're done, you can sit and do nothing and get bored." God always has something more for us, something that he wants us to do. And as Christians, if we keep pursuing God, he will keep showing us more and more of what he has ahead for us. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, "No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." Now that's not just what God has for us in heaven. That's for us right now. We can't imagine what God's prepared for us even right here on this earth, for tomorrow, for the day after, for next week. God has plans and purposes for you and for me in our lives to be experiencing life to the full that he has for us, and life in which we are doing something of purpose, of plan, that we are making an impact in other people's lives, that we are building the kingdom, that we're finding joy and peace and excitement in everything that we do. Our lives on this earth are never meant to be filled with boredom or fear or worry, but to be filled with joy and expectation and a desire to accomplish even more. God has that for us. So if you ever find yourself feeling bored, I suggest you run your ideas past a few of your good friends before you go out and spend some money on some helium balloons. You might also want to spend some time just sort of talking to the Lord. The truth of the matter really is, if we're not dead yet, then God's not done with us. He's still working. He still has more for us. And that is never boring when we serve and love the Lord. Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.